This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some stores are going to be going completely cashierless. No checkout whatsoever. Checkoutless stores. Jim is in Wilmington. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. The ShopRite that I use, which is down here in Delaware across from the Concord Mall, they are already cashierless. There's no cash registers. You scan your items. There's no weighing. And if you don't have your own bag, you punch in how many bags you have, and they charge you 10 cents a bag.
Now, is that store one of those, is it like a pilot store to figure out how this is all going to work?
Well, the store has been here for many, many years, but it seems like it's like the generation before what you're talking about with using a smartphone.
Right, okay. And do you like it? Is it convenient?
Yeah, it is. They had the self-checkout before, but they didn't have like the long conveyors, and they would have one person sort of overseeing that area. Now they have two people. They didn't get rid of the small one, but it doesn't weigh. They disabled the weighing, and you can go through that, or if you have like a big long thing, you put all your stuff up on the conveyor and you put it into your bags. It is definitely convenient. I wonder how much they're losing in theft.
Yeah, I wonder too. But I mean, it sounds like a very convenient, you're kind of in and out experience. But do you feel bad for the people that used to work there?
Yes, I do. And whenever you have a shortage of workers and then they're going to look for automation. When there's workers are available, those jobs aren't coming back.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Jim, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Take care.
You got it. 855-839-1210. And careful of the weather coming. I mean, that's definitely the thing. In this economy right now, we still have millions of people out of the workforce, and a lot of places are feeling it. Restaurants, bars, grocery stores. I mean, everybody's turning to automation. Robots delivering food and more kiosks and more all. And then this is only going to speed all this up, too. I mean, this is the thing about the more that people stay out of the workforce, the more that the jobs are going to eventually dry up because the companies and they're going to have no choice but to turn around and start figuring out ways they can get around it. And then when they do that, they're going to spend money investing in that. Then they're not going to have any money left to pay people to do those jobs. And so it's going to wind up becoming one of those situations where you're going to turn around and realize before you know it, automation is everywhere and it's affecting everything if it's not already. 855-839-1210. So yesterday was Biden's big press conference. And one of the things that occurred to me yesterday was that we are really looking at a situation right now with Ukraine that could be very, very scary with Russia and Vladimir Putin possibly invading Ukraine. And Biden made this comment yesterday, which they had to really try to clean up afterward. When they talked about it, he said, you know what? He said, it better not be a major incursion into Ukraine. A major incursion? Everybody turned around and went, what? Huh? What? Like a minor incursion's okay? I mean, MSNBC, CNN, even CNN called for a cleanup over this. A CNN panel after Biden's press conference yesterday said the State Department is doing cleanup as we speak. Immediately after Biden's comments on Russia, immediately afterward, Jake Tapper and the pundits and the whole little show said that what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable. That's what Biden said. If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and we end up having to fight about what to do and what not to do, meaning we being NATO members. Biden said, answering a question during the Wednesday briefing, a minor incursion. Now, this is the thing. I mean, immediately when he said that, everybody said, wait a second. Is that a symbol? Is that like a signal to Vladimir Putin? Hey, Vlad, listen, as long as it's not a major incursion, you know, go ahead, knock yourself out. I mean, what's going on here? There's a lot to clean up, CNN host John King said in response to Jake Tapper's question. The president of the United States essentially said, if Russia takes a bite of the cookie in Ukraine, NATO will probably be divided. We'll have a hard time with what to do. He tried to clean it up later in the press conference, but not with any clarity. It's true. I mean, I think if Putin was watching that, Putin started to think to himself, all right, well, I don't have to do a major incursion. I can do a minor incursion. NATO's going to be conflicted. The other thing, too, is that Biden tried to say to everybody, well, listen, if Vladimir Putin goes into Ukraine, there's going to be some severe economic consequences, and they won't be able to use our money, for example. And that's not something that, for example, Germany subscribes to. Germany doesn't want to get in the middle of all this. They told Russia, you can keep using our banks. No problem there. Emily Horn tweeting out, POTUS clarified this. He was referring to the difference between military and non-military / paramilitary / cyber action by the Russians. Such actions would be met by a reciprocal response in coordination with allies and partners. Uh-huh. I don't know if people agree with that. I don't know if people feel like the president did clarify that or not. But that was the major controversy that came out of yesterday. I mean, it was when he said it to everybody stopped what they were doing and said, wait a minute, did he just say it depends on what kind of an incursion it is? Like certain things would be okay? You know, certain kind of incursions would be okay. Just not a full-scale invasion. Just not a full-scale tanks and horses and planes and all the other stuff. Just do, you know, like little, like minor things. So we'll see what comes out of that today. I can tell you, though, no doubt, everybody turned around and said, oh, this is not good. This is not good. Because the minute you express any sort of sentiment to Vladimir Putin, like you can do something, Vladimir Putin's going to take that accordingly because he's no fool. 855-839-1210. Eileen is in Ridley Park. Eileen, you are also seeing those stores without the people, huh?
Well, my ex-husband was at Drexel 20-some plus years ago, and they were talking about cashierless stores. And one of the thoughts they had was embedding RFID chips into the packaging so that you would be able to just walk through a gateway and everything would be charged to your credit card.
That seems to make sense. That seems to make sense. It sounds like it would come with a cost, though. Would it raise the cost of the goods?
It wouldn't weigh the cost of the goods, but it would automatically read everything that was in your cart.
No, I don't mean weigh it. I'm sorry. Would it raise the cost of the goods, like raise the price?
I don't know if it would raise the cost of the goods, but, you know, it was one of the ways that they were thinking outside the box. And this was 20-some years, like 20-plus years ago.
Yeah.
They were already thinking about eliminating cashiers.
Well, you got the scanner. I mean, all those things are right on the packages already, right? So you just, it scans. I mean, that's what you do when you do the self-checkout line. Just scan it.
Yeah,
little
but this
UPC
was like
code,
already
is,
eliminating
right?
the UP. This was already eliminating UPC codes,
right?
So they were already thinking way ahead of this.
Interesting. And then if somebody stole it, you'd be able to go to their house and go lock them up. Even though that would never
Maybe.
Happen. All right, thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it. Dave says on Twitter, Rich, Sam's Club uses the app like that now. You scan it and pay with the app, and then someone at the door scans the app on your phone, and three of the items at the door. Yeah, this one would not even have any. This model from ShopRite that they're talking about doing wouldn't even have anybody at the door. You just walk right out.
What do they do with? What do they do with like coupons? Like for people who cut coupons?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you cut coupons?
No, but there's a lot of people that do.
It's gonna. You know how you have to put it in the slot. It's like put it in the slot, and then you have beep beep, and it has a few minutes to put it or seconds to put it in there, or it's on
no,
the.
No, but
app.
There's no slot though. There's no nothing.
That's what I mean.
It just goes right into your cart.
It's gonna be on the app, like Target.
Yeah, that's what it probably will be. It'll probably be all the coupons will have to be on the app, and then the app will talk to the coupon.
Yep.
And then the coupon will talk to the app, and then they'll take the money off the thing right there.
Yeah. And this is the way they track you.
There you go.
What you buy.
Well, that's what they do.
Who are you going to yell at when, you know, the bag of grapes costs $2.99, but on the shelf it says $2.96, and you want your 2 cents back?
Greg Stocker is that guy.
There'll always be somebody walking around with a vest on helping. Yes, Bill?
Yeah. Or do you yell at the robot that's at Giant, the robot at all Giants now that walks around?
I have not seen this robot.
No, it's a Stalker robot.
Yeah.
It's an actual robot?
Yeah.
Yep. Has googly eyes and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Go to your local Giant next time.
No kidding. I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's a robot.
It's a robot.
Like a Terminator?
Yeah, I forget his name. Yeah, it, basically, but it just has googly eyes instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's up with the googly eyes? I don't even know what that means. I mean, what is it? What is it? Is it big? Is it tall?
It's tall. It obviously, it just rolls around beeping and scanning the floors for spills.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it will also sense a quote-unquote human and stop and let you pass.
Really?
Like, look at you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because they put eyes on it, so it looks like it's, yeah, as Dawn said, it looks like it's looking at you and noticing you to let you pass.
Interesting.
Its name is Marty.
Marty, that's it.
If you picture, you know, in Sesame Street.
By the way, if I had a robot, I would definitely name him Marty.
Marty.
Absolutely.
I would.
Yeah. No
if
doubt.
You picture Cookie Monster and, you know, because your probably, kids probably watch Sesame Street, the eyes are like kind of like Cookie Monster.
Oh, that's what like Bill means
big,
by googly eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then does he come over and, like, if you try to steal, does he beat you?
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's totally what I mean, if I had a robot, that's what my robot would
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He would come over and go, did you take that? And you'd go, yes. And you'd go, psh, you know what I mean? Slap it right out of your hand.
Rich, I just sent you a picture of it, okay. If you want to see it.
Of the googly-eyed, yeah. Weird robot?
I mean, Bill's description of it is right. It does have yeah. Googly eyes.
I'm not crazy. I know what I do.
Oh, you know what those eyes are like? When my kids do projects and they make,
yes.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
They make little felt things or they yes. Make popsicle people and they put the little eyes, the sticky eyes on them.
Yep.
And the pupils go all around. That's yes. What it looks like.
Well put.
That's what it looks like.
So that thing just goes around and cleans up spills and stuff?
It
doesn't just do that.
It though. Doesn't clean up the spills. It just tells the employees that there's a spill in aisle 7. And then the employee has to walk over and either realize that it's just a malfunctioning and it's not really a spill. It's just being a broken robot or it's an actual spill.
Does it sing Happy Birthday, Pauly? But I want to know.
Great.
My robot would yeah. Do. Anne is in Lansdowne. Anne, good morning. Have you seen this robot?
Oh, Rich, it's the creepiest thing, but my father, God rest his soul, would talk to it. He'd come home all frustrated and say, you know, that thing that's walking around the store, I asked it where I could find, you know, Brillo pads or whatever, and it didn't answer me. It just rolled on by. And I tried to explain to him modern technology, but we both agreed it was just creepy. So
it won't help you find things? What is the point of this thing?
It really just apparently goes up and down the aisles and takes inventory.
Oh.
But it's got like googly eyes on the top of it. It looks like Rosie the robot from the Jetsons.
Wow. That's the second Jetsons yes. Reference of the day today. All right. Well, I think it'd be more helpful if you go up to him and be like, hey, where can I get the fava beans?
We tried. We did try.
And he just ignores you? He just looks at you? And
it does. It's the rudest damn thing. It just rolls right on by. Mm-hmm.
That seems very rude to me. He doesn't even have arms, so can't even help you, you know?
Nope.
All right, Ann. Well, thank you for that. I mean,
have
this
a great
is,
day.
You too. I mean, this is the future's here. What can I say? 855-839-1210. What?
No, I just so weird.
No,
it's
it
so
is.
Weird.
It's weird. It is.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking thing. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't put arms on it so it at least could tackle a shoplifter.
Yeah.
You know, throw a can at a shoplifter. I mean, if somebody walks in and tries to rob the place, I would think the robot could at least like whip a can of black beans at his head or
absolutely.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Why black beans? Why
well,
not
I mean,
kidney beans.
Sure, kidney beans. The kidney beans at his head. I mean, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. If you've had any experiences with these creepy robots, automation is here to stay, and the workforce is not helping with the transition. That's for sure.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.